Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Real Crystal Maker Psychic Hour. We are recovering from the 4th of July today. Actually, we had an earthquake here in California, so that was an unexpected event.
Yeah, somewhat anticipated.
Somewhat anticipated, but you know, obviously, you never know when they're going to hit unless you have a psychic prediction about it, which I guess we did not because we were surprised yesterday morning when our house began to shake or roll. I guess it was a rolling earthquake, but luckily nothing broke.
I guess the center was near the Mojave Desert, but
it was about 160 miles away from us, a few hours, but it was pretty intense here. So
yeah, you know, I mean, earthquakes are just something we have to accept.
Yeah, well, at least, yeah, in California and this area.
The Bible says in diverse places, geologists will say specifically in certain areas, but of course earthquakes can hit anywhere.
Right, I mean, they hit all over the world, but there are certain areas in the United States which, you know, suffer from hurricanes or tornadoes, which we don't really get here. They don't get earthquakes there, but, you know, there's all kinds of natural disasters depending on your location.
Yeah, I mean, it stands somewhat to the metaphor of we have earthquakes in our personal life, things that we're not expecting. I mean, our energies are arranged in such a way that there's always a potential for some mishap to happen. Some birth dates have
mishaps built in.
Yeah, you see them, deliberately see them.
And other times, they're not as apparent.
No. But when somebody brings in a world of mishaps in their life, when they have one calamity after another, one disaster after another, then it's wise to sort of look at your life and say, well, how did I bring this in? And is it on a fateful level of energy? In other words, it's just going to happen no matter what I do. Or now that it's all been brought to my attention, can I divert it? Can I avoid accidents?
Yeah, we were talking about that last time, about, you know, the destiny factor, and sometimes destiny is built in. Some people come down and they're going to die tragically at a young age, and there's nothing that can be done about it. But other times there are possible outcomes that can be circumvented if the energies work properly.
Yeah, I've had, in my experience, I've had
We had another caller. Hello. I think we're on the air. Of course, we're not getting the... there we go. The caller is back. We were disconnected, and I don't even know where we were disconnected, at which point, what people heard and what
maybe
people didn't hear.
Can tell us what they left.
So there's a lot of people lining up, which we did not see, and I don't know if the beginning of our show was even audible to the listeners. But, okay, so we've got lots of callers. We're going to be getting to all of you. Yay. 313-925-703, and 519 needs to press 1 if she would like to speak with us. If not, you can just listen. This is a regular caller that we get frequently, so I know who that is. Okay, 313, we're going to take your call. Hi.
Hi, Kristen. Hi, Neil. How are you both? Good to hear from you all again.
Well, it's good to hear from you, but who is this?
This is Sherelle.
Oh, it's Sherelle. Hi. Hey, Sherelle.
Hi. Hi,
I remember. Hi. Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Yes. And thank you for your friend request. We're glad to connect with you there. And you know, it's really funny because you look like you sound. Really cheerful.
Really, I do.
Great smile. Yeah, kind of how I pictured you.
Thank you.
It doesn't always happen that way, but yeah.
Well, I was just like, just the regular messages from the other side. But before we get to that, I would just like to give you an update. I did get that procedure last Saturday? So it's kind of been a week. Yeah, just going through a lot of pains and everything as far as like health wise, but I'm okay.
You're feeling better now?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, just cramps and just bleeding and everything else. But besides that, I'm okay.
The gentleman that you were involved with? How was he?
Oh God, mad, disappointed. He don't want to talk to me anymore and everything else. And, he mad he don't want to talk to me. He said I did it because I didn't know who the father was. And, saying negative stuff. All that other stuff.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you don't need that in your life.
Right.
At all. So she's 11:30:93. Hey, Sherelle, just out of curiosity, how much of the show did you hear? Did you hear anything that we were talking about?
No, I just clicked in.
So there was nothing.
It was blank. Yeah,
really?
It was blank. It was
Okay, so probably we weren't heard at all in the beginning of the show.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, you want messages from the other side? Anything specific you want to ask about?
No, just whatever you dive in and let's go from there.
Well, I'm seeing,
want to hear what they got to say. Go ahead, Neil.
I'm seeing like a bracelet. It's got Kristen put a necklace.
So we're in the jewelry mode.
I think it's a bracelet. It's almost
I wear
like
a lot
bracelet.
Of bracelets.
Wears a lot of bracelets.
Oh, you'll wear a lot of bracelets. Well, I'm seeing a bracelet, and this particular bracelet may be symbolic, but it's composed of stones that have letters on. One letter is on each stone. Now, you may not have a bracelet that has letters on it, but I hear you have a bracelet that is made of stones. Maybe the letters are not evident. Maybe they're more symbolic. But the bracelet with the stones on it that has lettering, the lettering looks like, I can't tell because some of the letters, it looks like it's trying to form the word Sarah.
Sarah.
I don't know. Maybe you don't know who Sarah is. I don't even know if maybe it's Sherelle. It's like some of the stones are overturned, so I'm trying to see what these letters are.
Well, they, a lot of women wear bracelets with names or necklaces with names, on names on them. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything like that?
No, I probably do. I got so many, but I gotta wait. We get off the phone. I'm gonna go through my bracelets to see what
do
I do have that he's trying to connect with. Go ahead.
Do you have any things from your babyhood, baby bracelets, anything? Sometimes you have a baby book your mom made.
Probably a picture book, but not nothing like as far as Jerry or anything else. But that would be hard to keep up with.
Yeah.
But maybe like pictures and photos.
Has your mom crossed over, or your grandma?
Grandmother comes in a lot.
Grandmother?
Many times in the reading.
Yeah, my mom, no, she's living. She's
still
in Arizona.
Your grandmother crossed over? You were close to your grandmother?
Yeah, she crossed over, and we was very close. We had a good relationship, yes.
You know, it's strange, and it may sound like a scene from a movie, but the image of the bracelet with the letters on it, the stones, is now being converted to a picture of what I believe is your grandmother rocking in a rocking chair, holding a baby, and humming like a deep spiritual song, but she's just humming. It's almost like a scene you'd see in a movie. And it's just strange. I don't know if your grandmother ever embraced you as a little girl or rocked you, or if there's any memory of that, or was it all devoid of?
I know I was around her all the time. My mom, my mom was in my life as a mother figure, but my grandmother, she always wanted me to come over all the time and everything like that. So maybe, that sounds like possible.
What did I miss?
Was there anything like a piano or an organ in the house or anything musical?
I think it was a piano.
I don't know, you know? I mean,
what is it? Are you still there, Sherelle?
Yeah, I'm here.
I want to make sure it wasn't our, there. I hear some.
I don't know. There is a spirit trying to get through. There's a spirit trying to get through who is that has some sort of loving hum or voice thing. And it's humming.
That tone that we're hearing? Is that...
Are you beeping somewhere on your side?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get my car started. I'm listening.
It's not from the astral realm.
We didn't know what that was.
Sounds from the astral realm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm listening.
You know...
Sorry, it's on you. Go ahead.
I don't know. There's something on the other side that... It has to do with, you know, you should look at your jewelry first of all and see if anything
a name.
Well, maybe letters, but see if anything really strikes you as being sentimental, like it something in your jewelry box would hit an emotional level of a memory.
Okay.
Because something It just feels to me like something's trying to reach out to you, a spirit.
Okay.
Now, spirits and souls, you know, human beings are composed of usually soul and spirit when they cross over.
Mm-hmm.
So there could be some soul content here, meaning that it was a human being and not like an angel or something. But something is definitely... And then the word, it's weird, because then the word, something to do with government, I don't know if it's a loan or it's just strange right now.
I hope it's a loan or something.
are you trying to apply for anything right now financially?
I don't know. I was trying to see something regarding my bank to help, you know, get my car fixed. That's something I was considering. But I don't know.
With the medical procedure that you had, didn't you have some financial help for that?
Oh, yeah, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is, probably, because that's through the government.
Oh.
That's through whatever the
They gave us a discount.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. That's it.
The soul, what's happened is that the soul of this fetus...
Mm-hmm.
The soul has somehow been embraced by your grandmother. So because it came from your body, the soul was released, and the grandmother, now this is all psychic terms, the grandmother accepted the soul, and so it wasn't just cast off. If we're thinking of psychic language, and we go, well, gee, I wonder, you know, it is what it is, but let's suppose there's a soul in the fetus. If we are to consider that, your grandmother received it, and that makes it like clean. That makes it like good. It's received. There's a soul that, because you see, because it came from you, your grandmother is connected to that. So it's just
okay.
Not.
When you say Sarah, I think of Sam. Like, was that a guy? Because you had said Sarah at the beginning.
Well, there's
I don't know someone named Sam.
There's definitely a
who's
S-A.
Sam?
Who's
Sam?
A guy that I talked to.
Like a dating guy? A guy that you're dating?
Well, it was more of a friends with benefits.
Oh, friends with benefits, you know, it's a physical relationship that they're not really committed.
I mean, since he's this person in your life and there's an intimate position that you're involved with him, I mean, it could be part of the energy field of the letters S-A.
Yeah.
It could be wrapped up in that narrative. But it doesn't have to stop there. It could be part of it. There's nothing negative that I feel about it.
Well, I haven't seen him for about 4 months.
Well, are you wanting to, you know, stay single? Is that what you want?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really looking for a relationship due to what I just went through, but I am looking, you know, just for friends. You know, it didn't have to be nothing sexual, you know, just friends, but not looking
so
for...
So you're into a casual connection, whether it's sexual or not. So you're not looking for something else right now.
Serious. Right now.
Well,
I need to define myself. I got to define myself.
Totally fine. You know.
Yeah.
Well... Then what we're saying to you is that the soul of this, I guess we have to call it a fetus, has been received by your grandmother.
Okay.
But there's something comforting that's going to be offered to you. Because it sounds like a cliche, you know, the grandmother rocking the baby, humming. It almost sounds like a scene from a movie or something, Beloved or something. But it still resonates. It still has a certain melodious quality to it that feels very connected to the psychic vision. And so that means that there's going to be a sense of comfort. Now, if it comes with assistance with your car, assistance with the medical procedure, and now with your car, that seems to be coming through. But, it's almost like I'm seeing, like, out of the blue, $300 comes into your world.
Well, she does need, money for her car. How much is your car to be fixed? A couple thousand or something? Or 15?
About 15 to 2,000 altogether. Yep.
So that would be helpful. 300 would whittle it down a bit.
It's just, you know, this is a narrative in pencil. It's a psychic vision, but and we're exploring it. But we don't have all the details in yet. But
real quick, because we've got to move on to, we have 925 and 703 in the queue. So we're going to be getting to your calls momentarily. But I just wanted to ask Sherelle, you know, what's your plan now moving forward? Because there had been some talk about school going to Arizona, staying in Detroit, and we had encouraged you to move, but you're still there. And so I know you're kind of torn about what to do. And what is your degree in? What is your degree?
I got an associate's of arts degree. My plans, my lease won't be up until March as far as me just not moving into my apartment this year, March. My plans is, was planning to go back to school, but I have to get my car, in order for me to have transportation. I'm looking for a new job as well. But I do want to experience me still living by myself because I am enjoying everything. But my plan is to discover myself and define self-love.
What will your major be, though, when you go back to school?
Criminal justice.
That's what I thought. Criminal justice, I remembered. So that's another point of the government that you said, Neil.
Oh.
Because that is involved in government, too. So.
Yeah.
But, Sherelle, you're 26, right? Or 25?
Yeah, I'll 25 be 26 in November. Yeah,
you'll be 26. So you're approximately a year away from a big change. So you want to make sure that you're moving forward with all the positive energy that you can and have your goals set and, do what you can to achieve them because you want to be in good order by the time you're 27.
Yes,
and it sounds like you are. You're living alone. You've released yourself from a relationship that wasn't the best. And you're, finding yourself, which is, a good thing to do at your age.
What
kind of job do you work at?
Oh, I do dietary, but, my supervisor, he plays favoritism, and I'm just ready for a new change as far as job.
Dietary what? Like
dealing with food, serving the residents, going by their diet slips, the diet orders, and serving the food that they cook for the residents,
I see.
But
okay.
I've been there almost 3 years, so I'm looking for something new. I really am. I need a change. That's something heavy that's been on my mind as well.
Okay. Well, everything sounds positive. Glad everything got taken care of and keep in touch.
Thank you both. I will. Thank you both, Dale and Chris. Y'all have a good weekend.
Okay.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay. 925 is next on 703. 925. Hi.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Who's this?
Good. Well, thanks. This is Teresa. And I thank you for taking my call. Yes.
Okay. T-H-E or T-E-R?
No H.
So I wrote no H, actually. Okay.
Yes.
Hi, Teresa.
Well, I wanted to ask you guys if you see when I might be able to afford to move.
Okay. Where are you calling from? Where's your location?
In California.
California.
We're about.
Yeah.
Did you feel the earthquake?
It's too far away from me, but I heard about it.
You're in, I know where you are. This is like Sacramento area, right? 925? Oh, no. You're in the
North Bay. South Bay area. Yeah.
I'm sorry, South Bay?
No.
You're cutting out.
In the East Bay.
East Bay.
I'm in the East Bay. Yes.
East Bay. Okay. East Bay, California. Like Oakland, maybe? I don't know.
Right.
That area. Alameda. Yeah, county.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I got confused for a minute. 916 is Sacramento, 925, they added later. But anyway, some people in Fresno felt it, but you're wondering about a move. We need to get your birth date, please.
It's 2158.
2158.
I have a landlord that, at the drop of a hat, wants to come in and inspect all the time. And I live by myself. Oh. I understand it that I'm the only one that's really taking care of this place. And he's just constantly a pain.
Yeah, that's really annoying.
Why does he, how often can he come in? What's he inspecting? How much dust do you have? What is it?
I'd like to know. It's always something that he's got to come in and take a look and see if things are working and it's like, come on.
Is he giving care of this house. You, first of all, is he giving you proper notice?
He'll tell me, well, like last night he called because his brother and him own the house. His brother lives in the South Bay. And he called and said, oh, he's in town. Give me a call. So I know, you know, he's going to want to go through the house again. And it's like he was just here.
Well,
and he's even increased my I started going month to month because I was hoping that I could get the money up and move. So I'm on month to month. And he even, I don't know how he did it. I don't even think it's legal. But now it's 23 pages long, my rental agreement.
He changed it midterm because you changed the lease?
Well, when my lease was up, I told him I was going to go month to month.
And then
he made the
agreement.
The rental agreement is normally one page, two pages at max. It's 23 pages.
Well, I mean, I think you need to get out of there. The landlord's probably not going to change. He's, you know, being very unreasonable, obviously.
Is this a house?
Yes.
Well, how much are you paying a month?
Enough.
Like
enough.
Is it more than three or under?
No, it's under.
It's under
$3,000. And I'm living paycheck to paycheck. So I'm, you know, I'm really.
Okay.
I was
okay,
hoping
well,
that something would change.
Yeah. Let me figure something out. So is it a nice house or is it sort of run down or not so nice?
It's an older house. I mean, everything in here isn't brand new, but I take really good care of it.
Well, you can always call a nonprofit, a legal system and just say, here's what's going on. Is this okay? He can do almost anything he wants and he can set up a lease. He can make it 100 pages. That's his prerogative.
Mm-hmm.
He can do whatever he wants and, you know, and then pending you signing it, you know, so, but you're not happy there. But here's what I'm saying to you, Teresa, whatever it's worth to you, I'm seeing above and beyond what you've got. I'm seeing $2,000 come in. I don't know where it's coming from. It's just floating into my brain and I'm seeing it. I don't know where it's coming. I don't know how it would help, but I'm seeing that first of all. Now you can come back and say, well, I can put that into some concrete form.
Like it's in a bank account or
yeah,
you
something.
Get a
right.
salary that's $2,000. A month or every paycheck.
What I mean, where?
So, is there a $2,000 figure? That's the question. First of all, that you can validate.
No, I've been. My boss has been hinting about that. There's a possibility for a promotion, but they haven't discussed anything further with me. He's just been hinting, and I know he's watching me really close.
Okay, so you're living paycheck to paycheck. So you
yes.
don't have to say this, but I would imagine you're probably maybe under $40,000 a year. I don't know.
No.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No.
Above.
Yes. But in the Bay Area,
it's
rent is really expensive. Really expensive.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Well,
we're
in California too, so yeah, it's expensive everywhere.
Yeah, I was only assuming. I was thinking, well, you're living
paycheck to paycheck,
you're single, maybe it's under four. I was just trying to reason it out. All right, and you're saying that you cannot save, these are all about bills from paycheck to paycheck?
Yes, because I recently got a divorce and I ended up with a financial burden. So I'm stretched
alimony?
To the max.
Are you,
not
paying
alimony, but. Not no, I'm not paying alimony, but whatever bills there were, I have them.
You have to assume all the bills now. There's no sharing. Okay.
Nope.
Would it in the element of moving, if suddenly $2,000 was handed to you, would that be adequate for a move or is that far under?
It's under.
Then right now there is not, I'm looking like, you know what it's like? It's like you need a ladder. And I'm seeing a ladder.
This is the second time a ladder has come into a reading on the radio.
It's like you need a ladder, and I'm seeing a ladder. So I get the ladder. You need a 10-foot ladder, and I'm seeing a 4-foot ladder. It's still a ladder, but it's not high enough. So this figure is quote, the ladder, but it's not high enough. So now we got a little bit of a problem in terms of how you're going to get out of your dilemma. If he's talking, if your boss is talking about an advance or a salary raise, that's not going to help you immediately.
Right.
You may just have to sweat it out unless there's something that is lateral to a move which is very cheap, and you're going to end up saving enough. So whatever you put out is going to come back to you in savings.
For instance, okay, when did you move into this place? You were recently divorced. Is this a new residence that you moved into after you left the...
No.
I've
been
your
here
husband,
5 years.
You've been here 5 years. So your husband lived there with you?
Yes.
And has the landlord been this intrusive for the entire duration of the tenancy?
Yes.
Oh boy. Okay. So in the security deposit, how much was the security deposit for the house?
God, I don't remember. I think it might be 16.
Okay. So that's close to the $2,000 that you were coming up with, Neil. $1,600 it's almost 2000. So that would be partially, I mean, I assume that because the house is in good condition, you're going to have that returned to you. So,
I've never not had a deposit returned to me, ever.
Right. It sounds like you're really responsible, but unfortunately, this landlord is a problem. That's something that can help get you out of there, obviously.
You have to look at renter's rights. I mean, he has a right to change.
Well, he has a right to change the agreement, but he doesn't have a right to just call and show up 12 hours later or 15 hours later. There has to be 24 hours notice. And I think it has to be within reason, the amount that he's coming to the property. I mean, you don't need to always accommodate him. What you should do is start keeping a record of his visits or his requests for visits to the property and start documenting it.
This guy appropriate? Do you get a vibe that he's has another agenda with you, anything like that?
No, nothing like that. I'm wondering if he's keeping the house thinking his brother is very, very elderly, and I really think that if something were to happen to his brother where he couldn't take care of himself, he would move his brother here and kick me out because he lives around the corner, and that way he could keep an eye on his brother.
The landlord lives around the corner?
Yep. And the other brother lives in the South Bay.
Well, I don't know. I mean, your problem is you're not happy where you're at and you want to move, and you're calling the show to find out if there's a way to financially assist you in moving. And right now...
Yeah, when you see me moving...
Well, it's not a sheer prediction. Not everything is written in stone. And in this situation,
right,
there's contingencies.
If you want a vision, okay, you want a vision? I'll give you a vision. I see September as it stands in this moment. I see you moving in September. I could be wrong, but... But in trying to formulate a vision, that's what I'm seeing right now. And, you know, we're psychics, so that's good criteria. Is it totally accurate? I don't know. But I've been accurate plenty of times without really knowing if it was sound or not.
Do you have any savings at all, Teresa? I mean, you say you're living paycheck to paycheck. Is there anything?
No, paycheck to paycheck. And I recently... had to tell my boss, I'm like, look, I'm literally living paycheck to paycheck, you know, and there's like, I have one paycheck where everything is to my for my rent completely, and then my other paycheck I have to take part of that for my rent and then pay bills, and there's nothing left. She was kind of shocked. I don't know why. And so after that conversation, I think she had talked to her dad. Her and her dad are president and vice president. And I know he's been watching me. I just can feel it. He's been watching me closely. And he made a comment in a meeting about being patient and that there are opportunities coming up, and he'd rather promote from within.
But they still haven't made that move yet. What kind of work is it that you do?
I'm a buyer.
Buyer?
Yeah.
In what industry? Like, what do you buy for?
Well, it's a research and development company. And the company is growing really fast. We've doubled in a year. And they foresee us doubling again by the end of this year.
Well, hold off. I mean, tolerate, you know, this guy wants to,
well,
he's not, there's not much you can do if he's giving proper notice.
Is he giving proper notice? I mean, him calling you last night on a holiday, first of all, is not exactly proper notice. I mean, it's
well,
a holiday.
Well, last time he did it on Thanksgiving. He wanted to come in and do a check. And Thanksgiving, I said, absolutely not.
That's very, I mean,
it's intrusive.
You've got it.
Rude.
Yeah, and the fact that it's a legal holiday and that he's infringing on your enjoyment of a day that is, you know, an off day, you need to contact a renter's
board,
a legal
rights.
Aid. And there are places, I know there are in your area.
Yeah.
You've got to look that up online and talk to them and see what they can do while you're still living there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, try to get out, I would say.
That's what you got to do right now.
There's free legal services for renters. I know there are. And you know what? I experienced a situation like this. I rented a house several years ago, and it was a beautiful home. But the landlord lived on an adjacent property, and he would be on the property constantly. We had persimmon trees. He would pick the persimmons. It's like on the property we were renting and take them. I mean, it was horrible. So I understand what it's
well,
like to have
your... Well, that's what he does, too. I have fig trees in the back, and he's always coming over here wanting to pick the figs.
He can't.
You know, and
he cannot
he'll,
do that.
He'll do it.
Yeah, well, that's why you need to get someone representing you, and there are free legal services that you can obtain. I know there are. So you've got to research that. I don't know if you're connected with us on Facebook. I can look for you and email you if I have an email.
I don't.
But you can.
I don't have Facebook. I don't do Facebook.
Nope. Well, gosh, I would give you my email, but I don't want to say it over the air.
Yeah, I hear you.
But well. And we
we'll call
an email
the show.
On...
We'll look it up. You can call the show.
Yeah, call the show back. If you don't have time, I'll look it up for you and make note and call back on Friday. But he can't do that. He cannot enter the property. And at the time, I was probably too young in my situation to assertively deal with the situation. But, you know, and we were afraid of losing the property and so on and so forth, that there was going to be retaliation.
Well, that's my thing.
I felt
that's
stuck.
My thing is that I don't have the money to move, and I don't want him, you know, to say get out of here. So
he can't.
I try and go along with it.
Well, he can, but he's got to give you a 30-day notice. But right now, that doesn't. I don't know if he's trying to antagonize you or he's totally anal and he wants to look at every picture frame. I don't know what his problem is, but you can establish you right now. You need to get some renter's advice.
Yeah.
Where you need to get some legal counsel. It's free. Get legal counsel and find out what your rights are and how procedures are established when he wants to do an inspection and how often he can do it. He could probably do it. They're probably going to say he can do whatever he wants if he does it legally.
Well,
and he goes through the proper channels, but I don't know.
He's not doing everything legally. If he's picking fruit trees. And
I get that.
He's not.
But that's where you need to be. And as far as your question, when you're going to move, I see a change in September. Maybe that's when you're going to get promoted. You know, I don't know. We'll go with that right now.
Well,
you know, this isn't a life-threatening thing. Don't worry. This isn't life-threatening. You know, relax. It's not life-threatening. You eventually move. This is going to be temporary. So I wouldn't be, you're living paycheck to paycheck. You're not drowning. You know, you're not going into severe debt. So right now I would play it cool. I would get legal advice, hopefully free. And then expect maybe in September there'll be a change.
Yeah, I'm online about for housing complaints in Alameda County. I don't know if that's where you are. I think it is. And it's achousingchoices.org. But you can do a search. It's very easy to find. And there's going to be someone you can talk to, like legal aid or renters, tenants' rights place, and have a conversation with them, because it will help you.
That's just very annoying.
Yeah, I understand. We got other callers that
can
move on.
Right. Thank you very much.
You can call back, but if you have someone representing you, it's going to be harder for him to evict you. So you need to get in touch with somebody as soon as possible.
Okay.
Okay, so do that research. I'll continue to look. And if you want to call back on Friday, and I can, you know, maybe give you more detailed information, but you should look too.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we have two callers, 15 minutes, so that's sufficient time. Oops, I'm sorry. 973, you're not next. 703 is. I will bring you on in just a moment, 973. I accidentally unmuted the wrong caller. 703 and then 973. Hi, thank you for being patient.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine, thanks. How are you?
Great, thank you. My name is Polly. Birth date is 5/20/65.
Okay. Okay, thank you for having me. I don't think we've spoken with you before, Polly, have we?
No, never. In fact, I just came across your radio show today, and I was excited to see that today was a show.
Yay, good. Glad you found us. So what brings you here? What's your question?
Well, our family has been through a lot in the last 2.5 years, and actually my question, if you can connect with spirit, my question is about my daughter and her relationship that she's been in for a while, and I wasn't sure if you would be able to see anything for a future. She has questions about it and commitment questions her.
Well, be helpful to have your daughter's birth date and the birth date of the person in question that she's in a relationship with.
Her birthday is 10/25/95.
And that's interesting, because her day is, that happens to be your first two numbers inverted. But anyway, 1995, did you say?
Yes.
Okay.
And I believe, I'm not sure, but I believe his is November 23rd, 1995.
And so you're saying that there's a problem getting a commitment from this person?
Well, I mean, they're both still young, but she wants to, she doesn't want to be wasting her time. They've been together since freshman year of college, and she doesn't know if she should move to where he is after the end of this summer, or if he's not. I don't think personally that he treats her the way she deserves, or if he's into her as much as she's into him. She seems to kind of go above and beyond to see each other, to do, you know, whatever. So I was just wondering if we're getting any.
Yeah, hi. Polly, I'm going to say this, and I'll let Kristen add to it. Your daughter is a real strong, assertive person. And usually women who have a master number of five are very strong, assertive. They have a physicality that's strong. And in numerology, he's a 31 equals four. But if you ask me, if you put me against the wall and ask me, I think she should move on.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Just waste your time, move on. And there's something to do with a psychology degree, something to do with psychology somewhere in the atmosphere of energy. I don't know what that's about, but.
Is it, well, anybody psychology major? Either one of them? Yourself?
No. No.
No.
Maybe
what,
he needs to go
what,
to a therapist.
Is your daughter, what is your daughter's degree in?
She majored in hospitality, hotel, restaurant management.
Mm,
and what does he do?
He is. He was finance. He's in sales.
And how? What's the distance between the two of them?
Right now, 5 hours.
I mean, I don't know what. There's nothing in your background with a psychology degree. Nothing in your family. Did anybody go to therapy? Nothing with psychology.
We probably need to go to therapy. We've been through a lot.
Same. No, that would probably doesn't qualify.
I don't know why.
You know what's funny is that their master numbers are the same as 5 and 4 is Holly's age, 54 years old. I mean, they're connected karmically. There's a karmic connection, but you know, I felt the same way. This guy's not making a commitment. Your daughter, and that's what she wants. She should move forward. But the other thing is, because she hasn't reached the age of 32 yet, which is when she's going to have a really big change, that, I mean, she can meet someone that's a long-term relationship before the age of 32, but I don't think this guy is it. So,
you know, there's no doubt that they're connected.
Well,
in numerology, they're connected. Their
big time.
Numbers are interchangeable. You know, in their day, 2 to 3, 2 to 3 and 2 to 5.
The 3-2 happens to be her karmic number, but they've also
they become a 9.
They've also got, you know, there's issues because of the 0 and, you know.
She's assertive.
11.
She's frustrated, and he's not moving forward. And I don't, and he may not be mature enough right now to handle what a relationship should be. And if she's waiting, I don't know if it's in her best interest. Now, holding on to this guy, you
right.
even have doubts. And you don't
yes.
like the way he treats her. She's got doubts. But she probably feels some sense of attachment because she's loyal. And
yeah, and they've been together, what, 5 years, did you say?
Yes.
5 years,
yeah.
Which is her, and actually that's her master number. So time to maybe move on. I mean, that may not be the answer she wants.
I mean, if you're calling on her behalf, you know, maybe we're wrong, but I don't see it.
The thing that's to her advantage is that they don't live together. So they're 5 hours apart, which is another 5, but, moving forward for her is going to be easier since they're not so closely knit together, you know,
right.
It's where they're cohabitating.
That's what she was kind of, you know, talking to him about, because at the end of this resort season, she wanted to move to the same area where he is. And, you know, was kind of having a conversation about whether or not they would live together. And he was kind of pushing back from that area. So I didn't want her to limit herself to that particular area or, you know, not open herself up to any other opportunities.
Is he saying, I'm not ready to move in with you yet? Is that what he's saying?
More like he didn't know what he wanted to do.
Yeah,
or, you know, he's an only child. And kind of self-absorbed.
Yeah, sounds like.
I think your daughter is going to marry somebody that's involved in psychology or a teacher or a therapist. You know, it doesn't sound like she's going to school anymore. But I don't know. I'm thinking no, it's not this guy. It's something else. Mm-hmm. And there's something else going to be.
Someone else will come in for her, but it's a good time to I think, because the 5 year relationship, and was she on a mold? How old is she? She's is going to be
24. She'll be 24 in October.
She'll be 24 in October, yeah. Which is not a multiple. When
she's 25, one of her master number multiples, there's going to be a big change. And I doubt it's going to be with him. He has a comfort level of not being committed and doesn't want to be pressured.
Yeah.
So, Polly, we have to move on to the next caller because we're nearing the end of our show. But you're always welcome to call us back or, get in touch.
I will. Awesome. Thank you. And I'm glad I found your show and I'll keep listening. Thanks.
Oh, great. Great. And we would love it if you joined us on Facebook. You can like our show page. You can follow us. So we appreciate that, too. 973 is our next caller. Thank you for waiting.
Hi, Kristen. Hi, Neil.
Hi. Oh,
hi.
This is Jackie.
Yes. How you doing?
What number is this? This is a different number.
I'm at home.
Oh.
Yeah. Thank God. I needed a break.
Yeah. School's out, right? It's 1565. Is that your birthday?
Yes. But I'm working summer school. I have to work this summer.
Oh, really?
My body don't feel like it, though. Just want to know what's going on in my chart.
27.9.
Well, why didn't you update us on what you've done or what's gone on? What's going on with
right
yourself?
Right now, everything is at a standstill. I haven't really done anything. I just got out of work Friday. And to be honest with you, I've been too tired to make any moves.
Yeah.
I've been resting.
I hear a child screaming. Yeah, not screaming, but.
Yeah, I hear my granddaughter.
Yeah.
She probably hears me.
And anything going on with work with your son? You were concerned about his work situation.
Yeah, well, he's just now talking about trying to get a job. And, you know, I've been trying to help him figure it out. But, again, it's really up to him. You know, I've been in my head, so I really haven't been able to help him. I came home really, really drained, right?
Okay. So she's been talking about getting a job in the corporate world, teaching and getting out of the school. She's got a son he's like 19 years old. Is your son 19?
20.
He's 20 years old, but he has a child, and the son is not working, and the mother of the child lives with them. The mother doesn't work either?
She just started a job today.
She did just start a job today. That's good. So she's kind of stuck, and we've encouraged her to move forward with trying to find a job in the corporate world and get out of the teaching because she teaches math in a high school. But now, she hasn't done anything to do that. So
I'm trying to
I know
move,
you've been tired. I would
to,
say
get the loan. You got to be on a job a certain amount of time.
And we have to talk fast because we've got 2 minutes.
Well, I mean, you're in a terrible rut right now. So it's perpetuates itself because that's what it is. It's you're in a rut. And the only way you're going to be able to get out of that on a concrete level is to start to apply for a job in the corporate world.
Yeah.
It's not a, there's no psychic formula that are that's going to change. It's a concrete thing, Jackie. You're going to have to concretely get past your fatigue and your complications that are also very real, and you're going to have to approach this on a very practical level. Otherwise, you'll just
you're
spend every year
in the same
doing
situation.
The same
yeah.
things. In other words, the psychic element here is not that since there's suddenly a big prize that comes in your lap that helps you. It's a concrete thing. Sometimes we have to go through those concrete things. And when you're getting that on a psychic level, that advice, then really pay attention to it because it's the route that you have to go.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, people want a magic, you know, a magic bullet to solve
no,
their problems.
No, I'm very practical. I was just thinking before I'm able to move to stay where I'm at, and then after that look for another job.
Well, I mean, you
Well, able to move and then
move where? Where are you moving?
I told you I want to move at my mother's house, the house that I'm taking care of.
Oh, so when are you going to do that? When?
I got to actually get a court date. Once I get a
court
date.
You're still waiting. Do you feel like you're in this limbo situation because of the pending move that may or may not happen, depending on what happens in the court situation? I mean, I wouldn't wait necessarily to because of a move.
I think you probably will move in with your mother.
Not move in with the mother. It's not the mother. It's the mother's property. She had a legal battle with her. Not with her mother.
There's a good chance you're going to move into that property, but don't wait on your actions. There's a good possibility for that, but don't wait on your actions, because I feel that you're going to be coming up with a big, major change in January. So in January, there's a huge change going on in your life.
When you say you're not talking about anything negative, are you?
No. This is good. It's a good thing. But the change comes in January.
She's 56 right now, right? How old are you?
54.
I mean, 54.
54. She'll be 55.
She's going to be 55, but she's on. She's on her karmic number, which means she should be doing something now.
Yeah, and that's what's happening. So there's a huge change coming up in January, because you're at the end of a cycle, and it can be very good for you, because it. But that's what you should be doing right now. We only have 10 seconds left.
Yeah, we got to end.
Okay.
Okay, Jackie.
Thank you.
Thanks. Hopefully she'll call us with some progress report next time, but we are out of time today, and we're back on the air on Wednesday. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.